Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 6, Manners Matter. Etiquette and Customer Service Part 1. In any industry, customer service is one of the most important aspects of the business. When you are not face-to-face with someone, little nuances like body language and facial cues are not able to be used to convey that you want to help the customer. Contact centers only have the words they use and the tone or inflection of their voices to convey the message that they are here to help. In this module, we will discuss the tools needed to display to your customers that you have good etiquette in customer service. We will discuss scripting, dead air, tone, inflection, and how to say things the right way. Following these simple steps is how your employees will start on the path to giving excellent customer service in your company's contact center. Scripting. When you have a contact center, there are scenarios that commonly occur. Scripting is a set response that the company determines they would like the contact center agent to say in certain situations. For example, an IT help
created
desk
with free
contact
version
center
for non-commercial
might have a lot
use.
Of callers needing assistance with resetting their passwords. So the supervisor might have a script for the agents to follow regarding password reset. Having a great customer experience means giving consistent good service. One way that you can consistently give great customer service is by using scripting. Scripting allows the agents to convey the same message and processes to all customers. Here are some additional benefits to scripting. Helps prohibit errors from being made. Reminds agents of the processes that your company implements. Gives consistent responses to callers. Gives the agent confidence and knowledge on how to handle customer issues. Increases job retention. Reduces length of training. Dead air. Dead air is a phenomenon that happens quite a lot in contact centers. Dead air is when there is an extended silence between the agent and the customer. For a caller, this could be a very uncomfortable and long pause. A few minutes could feel like hours to a customer, which makes them feel like you are disengaged from your job and that you maybe do not have the experience needed to assist them. Here are some other tactics for killing your dead air problem. Explain what you are doing while the customer is on the line. If you must complete a process that takes a few moments, put the customer on hold so that they are not waiting in the limbo of dead air. Engage in small talk with the customer. Tone and inflection. Tone and inflection can make or break a call. Conveying a positive tone and inflection would aid in your customer feeling like you are willing, able, and competent to help them. So what is tone and inflection? Tone is the sound or pitch of a voice. Inflection is the change in how a word is said that can express mood. This could mean speeding up or slowing down your speech. When an agent is monotone during a call, it tells the customer they are disinterested in assisting the caller. Having a higher pitched tone could convey that the agent is interested in assisting the caller. Saying it the right way.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
There may be times where you must deliver some unpleasant information. The goal is to relay the information without creating a disgruntled customer. Knowing how to craft your words in a more positive way could help the reaction your customer has. Crafting your words is not limited to giving bad news to customers. The most helpful tip is the most obvious: think before you speak. Here are a few examples of how you can craft your words in a call. These skills are important not just for phone calls, but in everyday personal and professional life. Hold on just a moment becomes, would you mind holding for a moment so that I can? I can't do anything about that becomes, I apologize for this trouble. Let me connect you with an agent that can help you with this issue. Just go look on our website for that information becomes, I would be happy to assist you with that. This information is also available on our website for your convenience. I don't know becomes, I would be happy to get that information for
created
you.
With free version for non-commercial
that
use.
That doesn't have anything to do with my department becomes, please allow me to connect you to an agent who is better qualified to answer those questions for you. I don't make the rules becomes, I sincerely apologize. I know this is frustrating. If I could offer and try to give them some sort of solution or resolution. You're the one who did it incorrectly becomes, please allow me to clarify that process. It can be tricky at times. What did you say becomes, I apologize. Could you please repeat that? Well, sorry becomes, I sincerely apologize for that. P.S. This is where your tone and inflection really matters. Calm down becomes, I understand you're upset, and I'm going to do all I can to assist you through this. No problem becomes, I am happy to help you today. Case study. Mason has bought a new computer but is having some problems with it. Whenever he tries to go online, the system suddenly shuts down.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
He calls the IT support line for the computer manufacturer and is connected to an agent named Sophia. Sophia answers the call but doesn't give her name, which prompts Mason to have to ask for her name. This starts the call off negatively because Mason already feels like she does not want to assist him. Regardless, he trudges along and tells her what the issue he is having with his computer is. Sophia says okay, and then doesn't say anything else. Mason waits for a few minutes, but then becomes concerned he has been hung up on, so he says, hello. She abruptly tells him to hold on, that she is working on his issue. She then puts him on hold, and he is on hold for a long time, it feels like. When she comes back online, she tells him that his issue is with the internet provider and not the computer, then disconnects the call. Mason is so upset by this, he returns the computer and vows never to buy that brand again.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.